సమవేణుం నిర్గమ్య తోనమ అపలాపతి గుణాపష్ట పశ్యంతి సస్మృతముఖం సదయా బోలు.
ఓ గోపీస్ ఆర్ హౌ గ్లోరియస్.
ఇన్ ది మార్నింగ్ వెన్ కృష్ణ గోయింగ్ విత్ ఆల్ కౌహర్డ్ బాయ్స్ అండ్ కౌస్ ఆర్ కాఫ్, ఆల్ గోపీస్ ఆర్ అసెంబ్లీ near the house of
Nandabhavan.
All gopis here and there, from any corner of their houses, some on the roof, some are
windows,
some are in groves, some very near, some are very
far away,
no harm. All are charming and they are looking towards Krishna and worshiping him with their eyes. And then Krishna returned from covered again like this. They think that if Krishna is not there, that feeling so much separation.
I did, they will die.
And when they are thinking that when morning will come, when evening will come, when will Krishna will return with all cows, all friends, and they were all waiting there. Sometimes it becomes like so that if any new gopis is married to Nandagaon, and she is quite new, she wants to take darshan of Krishna. But his sasuri, his
mother,
don't go. Otherwise there is a black snake there. And he will
fight
it. And that poison will never come down. And you will be met for
ever.
So don't go. But she is going himself, herself. His daughters are going. Then that
new remarried tells that,
why you are going yourself? Why your all daughters are going? Why all Brajavasi, old or new or young or even boys, all are going to see, and I should not go? I must go in. So he does not
listen
and disobeys, and he quickly runs and sees Krishna. Krishna also, he saw that he is so eager to see him and to meet him. He had something to do, and she at once takes a tail of any
cow.
And at once he begins to run and comes to in front of that
gopi.
And Krishna with his horse, when it touches and takes her heart in his heart, and quickly she becomes like mad, without mind, without any life, like a just torch, a stick. She is only thing that Krishna is going. After that he vanishes in forest. But there are some
dust
there. She is looking towards that. Dust is also
going.
But she is standing hours and hours. Then her
mother-in-law
comes. Why are you standing here? Oh, come on with me. I told you that a black snake will bite you, and he has surely bite. Come on. And he gets any job or to
turn in jewelry.
Anything. But his mind is not there. So she brought a pot full of
mustard seed.
And then she began. She thought that it is cursed. So in prison, all are made for Krishna like this. So if you are not going to meet like this, but anyhow you should chant and remember. So one day you can serve Krishna. So gopis are so glorious. Now our time is 7. Perhaps our Brahma is also ready. You should make ready. Go Brahma. Do they know?
No, they're using it in the play. The drama.
Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Jai 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 Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai 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 Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai 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 Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai 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 Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya Nanda, Gaura Krishna, Gurave Gaura Chandraya, Radhikaya Tadalaya, Krishna, Krishna Bhaktaya, Tadabhaktaya, Yam Prabhajanta Manupeta Mapeta Krityam, Dvaipayano Virahakataryati, पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् तवैवास्मि तवैवास्ति यजमानि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मयमा वांटेड टू एक्सप्लेन ऑलमोस्ट ऑल दी pastime, sweet pastime of Krishna. Especially I wanted to explain the glories of gopis. But I was involved in only Bal Leela Charitra. Only I could not go up. I wanted. So I want to tell some brief things. After Yashoda Maiya binded Krishna, he became Damodar. But Damodar of Srimati Maiya Doda. And after that, in Ras Leela, he became Radha Damodar. All the Sakhi binded Krishna with Srimati Radhika. Then he became Radha Damodar. So after these pastimes of Yashoda Damodar, his pastimes was when Krishna was at the age of 3.5 only. In this, there are so many troubles are coming, so many demons are here. They try to kill Krishna, but by the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Narayan, or by the mercy of Giriraj Govardhan, Krishna is saved. Once also thought that I have sent so many demons, my friends, to kill Krishna, but he could not do. They could not. Anyone to whom I sent to Braja to kill Krishna, they never returned, never returned. What happened? So he wanted to go himself there, and himself he wanted to kill Krishna. So he made a plan. He rode on and took his swords. He was so powerful, so powerful, more than Putana, Agasur, Bakasur and all. He crossed Jamuna River and he has a very beautiful garden there, crossing river Jamuna. And when he reached and he wanted to cross the borderline of Mathura and entering in Gokul. I found Sisai a very old lady. Very old lady. Hairs all white. White. And his dress was what saffron colors. Her name was Jogmaya, Purnima. He asked and challenged Kans. Kans, where are you going? Where you are going? Stop. And at once Sivaji stopped. He was so powerful, but he could not disobey the order of Jogmaya. Though Siva was so old, he knew that he is going to kill Krishna. At once, forcibly, he took the hands of Kans and he in a pond, drowned him.
Dipped him down.
And again, took out. And at once he felt, oh, I am a very old lady, crooked, black, no face,
ugly.
So ugly. And no power to also
walk.
Jogmaya gave him one stick and told him, you should be here. And you should, from today, we will do cow dungs. Cow dungs
mean?
Cow patties.
Cow patties.
Cow patties.
From cow dung to cow patty. You should be here. And she kicked from his feet or legs. And he went into Braj and he told that, see how old, ugly, a lady has come from Mathura and I've engaged. And go and see, and if she's not good working, then you should kick her. So all become, the assembled there, and one by one kicking her, that lady. He wanted to run away from that place. But how to go? He wanted to return to his kingdom, Mathura. But that if I am returning there, that anyone let recognize that I am same Kans, and there also they will kick me. So what to do? So some days he was like this, feeling so much unhappy and ashamed. Then he began to pray, oh Jogmaya, you should come and be very merciful to me. I will never in future come and try to kill Krishna. At once Jogmaya came. And again he drowned in that pond and quickly took off and then he became Kans and quickly
with his feet in his
he ran away to his kingdom. So he never came in future to Braja to do any harm to Krishna. But he was sending. After this, all the Brajavasis thought that so many disturbances are coming here, problems are coming. And there now no grass for cows to graze. So we should give up this place and we should go to any better place where there are grasses and our cows can graze. And this would be a very best place. And they selected Vrindavan and then they came. There Krishna began to graze little calves. And one day he was grazing, at once a Bakasu. Bakasu means a demon in the shape of
crane.
And Krishna, he wanted to take Krishna in his stomach. But Krishna became like a gola.
Fireball.
Like a iron ball, so burning and reddish. At once he, then he began to like this, but Krishna quickly took his two, one from and other side, doing end. But it means two pieces. Krishna, that I was playing with you, you are also playing with. But if you are dying, what should I do? Nothing to do. But he gave him liberation. After that, how are you? Send any demon named Aghasur. Aghasur means, Agh means power.
Sin.
So many sins like. Like, if I have murdered Gurudev, father, mother, like these sins, he was embodiment of all kinds of sin in this world. He came to kill Krishna. But he could not. He showered all the covered boys and cops, everyone. But he was of Krishna. Krishna quickly came and he went also inside. And when Krishna came inside, he at once
closed
his mouth. But again Krishna came here, no air here and to pass. Everything was blocked. His eyes also came out. And at once his foot cracked and his soul came out and wandering in the sky. But when Krishna by his sight, like nectar, he saw all the cowherd boy and cops, they at once in life, all they came out of smoke. And then the light which was in sky gradually came and entered in the Lord's feet of Krishna. Brahma was looking this. Oh, very big sannyasis and yogi, doing so much hard austerities, it is very rare that they have the same
destination.
But how he quickly achieved so high class of liberation? He wanted to see some more pastimes of his Prabhu. And he wanted to stroll away the cowherd boys and cops and to see another what he does. And he quickly arranged. What happened in the meantime? That all the mothers of Braja, all the mothers of whole Braja, they used to love Krishna more than their sons. And thinking that Krishna should be our son, so that we can take Krishna in our laps and always giving will, always supporting and nourishing Krishna, loving with so affection, they wanted. Also, all the now girls of Braja, they have become like 7, 8, they have some intelligence also. So they wanted that, oh, Krishna should be our beloved, our husband. All the cows in Braja, lakhs and lakhs and crores of cows, they wanted to love Krishna like their children's calves. So what happened? Jogmaya at once dragged Brahma and she showed Krishna these pastimes of Aghasur murder, killing. So actually, Yogamaya inspired Brahma to stole away the covered boys and cubs when they were taking prasadam anywhere in Bhandivan, in Bhandivat, the place. And they were playing games. Krishna sat in the middle and lots of cowherd boys surrounding Krishna were sitting there. One round, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, thousands of around it was there. But all who were back of Krishna, they are thinking that we are in front of Krishna. Those who were far, far away, they were thinking that Krishna, I am with Krishna. And they are giving something to him, taking something. In the meantime, cows were some part different. They grazing and grazing, they become of some distance. So Brahma had a chance to talk away and they stole away. Also, when Krishna and or Bada, the cowherd boy were searching their cows, their calves, in the meantime, Brahma took away all the cowherd boys and kept in a
cave.
Krishna was thinking that where my corpse has been, where my friends are there. At once he knew, oh, what happened? And then he became all the cowherd boy. He became all the
corpse.
And he became all the basuri,
goats.
Of all goats.
Sticks.
They are kambaliya. Kambaliya, you know?
Blankets,
and everything Krishna became. The boys, the cowherd boys, their voices, the tone of speaking, their mood of walking,
all behavior,
everything became like this. And Krishna used to take them and daily going to their homes and coming again in grazing and doing. He did like 1 year. And his period, Gargachar told that this year is so
auspicious.
If and when we married to in this year, they'll be happy forever. Any man will not be a widow. And the boys will be also so happy. So you should try to marry. If anyone has any child in their homes, they should also be married. Anyhow. How can we marry? Oh. They promised to each other, father and mother, that if there will be a son and my will be daughter, then we will marry. Or if you have daughter, I have son, then we should also marry. Like this. All the girls were married. To whom they are married? Because Krishna was himself cowherd boy, so all marriage was done to So all the gopis are the wives of Krishna. But in that shape, not in Krishna shape, but in shape of
cowherd boy.
How it be? Achinta ghatat ghatpati yashi. Any of they will do. Yogamaya is so expert and so powerful. So, Krishna became the son of all the gopis. And Krishna became the calf of all the cows. And he became husband of all the gopis. And the purple prasad. after a year when Brahma returned, he was in confusion that Krishna is playing even with his cowherd boy. But I kept there. I should go and see. And he went and saw that all are there sleeping. And when he looked here, he saw that Krishna is playing with all. So Krishna is so perhaps powerful both times. When I am going to there, to them, and Krishna is taking all the boils and coughs here, and when I am going there, he takes them here. But for four eyes here and four eyes here, when he saw that, in both places, how he? Then he surrendered himself in the lotus feet of Krishna. He saw that everywhere 400 Narayan was there, everywhere. And then he thought, he is my worshipful deity, Brahma. He is my Aradhadev. And then he fell flat. And when he saw towards Krishna, he saw that again Krishna taking
rice
in his hand and with floating and searching again. Where my cowherd boy has gone? My friend has gone. Where my cops has gone? Like this. One knew that, he is Ishwar of Ishwar. Ishwara Sarva Krishna. Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda. Sarva Karana. He arises. That he is even more than Narayan. Narayan is part and some part of manifestation of Krishna. Krishna is Swayam Supreme Personality. And all are expansions of Krishna. Then he realized the truth. And he prays that I want to be a dust in Vrindavan or even a stone in Vrindavan where those who are called Jharni in India,
sweepers,
even after their job, when they will return to their home, I will be a stone piece there and with water they will wash their feet on
that stone.
I want to be even at that way. I am not so lucky to be anything in Vrindavan, even a grass. But I want the mercy of all the gods. Anywhere I want to take a birth so that I should be sprinkled mercy of devotees, true devotees. So much he had prayed. After this, Krishna and Baldev went to Madhuban to graze cow, and after that they came to Madhuban or Talban, where the trees of
palm
tree was there so much, lakhs and lakhs. All the birds wanted to take some juice of palm fruit because at that time they were ripened. So very beautiful smell was coming, berries.
Sweet fragrance.
But they went there and he took a tree in hand, he did like this and so many fruits came. At once, the donkeys came and they attacked Krishna and Baldev and all the boys' friends. But quickly they were all killed by Krishna and Baldev. So, who are donkey? Those who try to serve a king like Kans, their friends all are donkey, those who have no relation with Krishna and not serving Krishna. So those who are not really devotees of Krishna, they are like donkeys. They have no intelligence to see that how we can be happy forever. So all are donkey. They want to taste this worldly desires, sense gratifications. All are like demons. like this donkey. So Gurudev Baldev Prabhu is wholesale guru, and he killed that donkey. After that, they controlled Kaliya. They controlled Pralambasu, they killed Pralambasu. And so many things they did. Indra was also controlled. He has a thought that I am creator of this world, I am supporter of this world. So Krishna wanted to teach a good lesson. So he told all the Prajavasi, don't worship Indra. Indra is not a supreme personality. He cannot do anything. He is like a servant of Krishna. But he has a false ego. You should worship Giriraj Govardhan. He can fulfill everything. He is Govardhan. By serving Giriraj Govardhan or cows, gopi, gobas, every will be so happy. Nandavan so, and after Indra became so angry, and he wanted to punish all the gopis and Krishna also, but he was punished. I have told all these things yesterday. So it shows that any demigoddesses, even Brahma, Shankar, Mahesh and all, but to speak of Durga, Kali, Ganesh, Shankar or him, they are not supreme personality of Godhead. Even not Godhead. Only their God and gods. Only the servants of Krishna. Not even to Krishna, to Khirudasai Vishnu or Garbhudasai like that. They are like God in this world, like Chaukidar.
Watchman.
Having no power at all. But we should try to respect them, not thinking that they are like God. In India, so many persons, they think that Ganesh, Shankar, Hanuman, Kali, Durga, and all the goddesses are same, like Krishna. No difference between Krishna and them. But this is wrong thing. We should try to do. Otherwise, it will be a very big offense. We should try to know that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. And without his mercy, anything, anyone cannot do. So we should worship him to chant and remember. Best is thing that chant always, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But you should try to give honor even to a grass. Because Krishna is there. In a tree, autumn seeds. So people, but not considering him that he is God. We are not God. We are not Brahman or Brahma. After that, Ras was done, Ras Lila. Very beautiful. For one day of Brahma. Lakhs years continuing going. But everyone thought that, oh, this is only 12 hours night, very quickly passed. After that, consent accrued. You should go to Braja, and at that time Krishna was in Nandagaon. Go, and anyhow, by crook or you should bring Krishna and Baldev. And here when we come, we all friends like Mustik, Charun, and my all brothers, and so many are here. We will crush Krishna and Baldev here. He cannot be saved. So anyhow, tell them that a fire sacrifice or anything, festival is going there. And you should come, invite them. Akrur went and brought Krishna and Baldev there. and Kansa was anyhow there, was killed. When there was a big council, Krishna and Baldev came in the council. There was a big arena, where all the Pahlwan, wrestlers, were wrestling together. When Krishna and Balram came there, Krishna and Baldev were like very smooth, very sweet. A boy of only 10 years age or 9 years age. And very delicate. When they came, at one Charan Murti, like Himalayan mountain, frog, big giants. They invited Krishna, oh, you should come, and we will wrestle, and we will please our Maharaj Kansa. Krishna and Baldev told Kansa, we are very little child, so we can wrestle with any boy which are in our age, equal age, equal weight. In our group we can, but not you, you are so big, like so much giants. But they told that you are not a baby. We know that you have killed Putana, Padasur, Badasur, always playing here, there, jumping, always wrestling to Siddham, Subal, Sakha and all others. We know all these things. So, we know you. And they dragged in arena. And they began to wrestle with them. At that time, Nanda Baba was there. Also, Kans wanted to show Devaki and Vasudev and Ugrasen Maharaj that how I am killing Krishna and Baldev, you should see. In your presence I will kill Kans and Krishna and Baldev. So I invited all. He has invited all the good persons, aristocrats to see that festival. So all were there. All the wives of Jadav, newly married or married, were there also. So they were also seeing this scene. Telling to each other, ladies, that we should not stay here. Kansa is so bad person. He wants to kill Krishna and Baldev. That is, he has engaged Charun and Mik and so many demons here. And if Krishna is wrestling here with Charun and Mustad, we should at once give up this place, otherwise sin will come to us. So anyone should not be stayed there where demons wants to kill any sadhu. They have made a plan like so, and they are doing so nonsense here. So we should flee this place. Oh, we see that in Vrindavan, all the gopis are so
fortunate
that they see Krishna in his usual form,
natural
form. And here we are seeing Krishna. We are lucky somewhat to see Krishna here, but here not natural Krishna. He is now wrestling with these demons, sometimes being some anger. Eyes are being reddish like, and other party trying to smash Krishna. So we are unlucky. And they are telling to each other, Punyavata Vraja Bhuvo Jadayan Linga Gura Purana Purushana Chitramalla Gapalayan Shavalakayan Shavedam Vikriyan Chatigiritra Namachitangrim.
Aho.
The Braj Gopi are so fortunate. The whole world, Braj Mandal is so glorious. So glorious. Why? Because Supreme Personality of Godhead taking his all opulence, with adorned with his all madhuris,
sweetness,
he had descended to Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is so glorious. Especially the gopis are there, so Vrindavan is glorious. If gopis are not there, Vrindavan is not glorious. If gopis are not in Vrindavan with Krishna, then Krishna will leave only Brahma like zero. Shunya. So due to gopis, Krishna is so lovely. And all kinds of, four kinds of madhurya are in Krishna. So Vrindavan is so glorious. Gopis are so glorious. When Krishna begins to go in his cow herds with lakhs and lakhs go friends, with lakhs and lakhs cows, playing his own foot, with Baladev and so many boys, searching anywhere from his crooked eyes, and so many gopis worshipping Krishna with their
sidelong eyes.
Eyes, lovely eyes. Then Krishna smiles. Those who have seen this Krishna doing so, they are lucky. And their eyes are successful. Those who have not seen Krishna, not taken darshan of this Krishna in this way, how beautiful he is. Varaha pidam nata varapapu karnayo karnikaram Vibratabhasa tanaka kapishan vajayanti chamar randhan venuradhar sudaya purvayam lopa brindai brindarandam sabadarbanam prabhishatakitakirti. As if whole beauty, whole sweetness, fragrance have come in Krishna. And Krishna is like new make clouds, as if water will come. And his clouds are like
thunder,
lightning, so yellow, fragrant yellow. And he had taken fruit in his mouth. And he is telling something, what telling? Cling. And all are thinking that Krishna is calling me, all the gopis, deers, cows, calves, everyone thinking that Krishna is calling me. And all are attracted to Krishna. Varaha pidam natavara bapu. He is like natavara. What is natavara?
Best transcendental dancer.
But in India, we tell bar to whom?
Bride
who is
room.
Going to?
Bridegroom.
Bridegroom. At that time, if a black person, black young person, not so much beauty, but artificially, he is made so beautiful by so much giving here powders, decoration, goldly ornaments and everything. And he becomes the prominent in so many persons. So he is called Bharat. The Krishna is like so beautiful now. He has not to be decorated. Any, if he is naked, even he is so beautiful. If any spot of black is given here.
Even he is so beautiful.
If he is naked, so more beautiful. He had not to take any help from any ornament, nothing. He is naturally beautiful. And so many cowherd boys surrounding Krishna. Kanhaiya ki jai ho, Kanhaiya ki
jai. Jai Kanhaiya Lal ki, Jai Kanhaiya Lal.
They are doing like so, glorifying Krishna. And Krishna with his gentle and so soft feet is getting his feet on earth, making some impression. Shankha Chakra Gada Padma comes there. So, and gopis are here and there, looking Krishna. And they don't know that what will tell others. And nothing to give their
eyelid.
Palak nahi gire.
Eyelid must have down.
Oh, always like this, they are looking Krishna. So beautiful Krishna there. So, these gopis are fortunate to see Krishna and to taste his beauty and all kinds of sweetness in full. But we cannot do like this. Even when Krishna supporting cows, grazing cows with Valdev Prabhu and so many cowherd boys playing on float, Brahma, Shankar, Lakshmi worship the Lord's feet of Krishna. So see, he is how high. Gopyas tapakim acharan jatam ushmarupam lavanya shar asmos dhananya siddham dirghbhi pivant anushvaran baun durapam ekant dham jasasasmi. Oh, these gopis, how hard astrosis they have done. Learn to do like Sam and to see Krishna in Braja. We want to have a birth in gopi womb to see and taste all these glories of Krishna. Yavanya sar asamodha ananya siddham. No need of any ornament for to increase the Krishna beauty. We sometimes take golden chain here, some iron rings here, some more other thing, but Krishna never. So he is more beautiful than Narayan 100 times, lakhs times. He is more beautiful than Ram. He is more beautiful than Dwarkadesh because he has no flute. Now he is young. But Krishna in Vrindavan is teenage, very kishore. In Dwarka there will be no gopi, no flute, no not like natural beauty of Krishna there. So they are so fortunate. What they have done, we should try to do like them. Adohane vahanane mathalo panika. Prankhankanardhudito, okkhan marjanadho, gayant chainam anurapta dhiyo ashukantha, dhanna prajashtiya ukkhanmanyana. Adohane vahanane mathalo panika. Oh, how glorious are gopis. That they are in their homes, sometimes dohane, they are milking cows. But what they are doing? Their mind is not there. They are habituated to do. Automatically their hands are going and milking cows. But their heart is there, where Krishna is there. And they are singing what? Govinda namo in the morning or daytime or evening, and they are also doing like that. their hands are accustomed to do like this. Naturally, nothing to do like this. Automatically. But their mind and tongues are going. Because of our original father and mother as who? These fathers are fathers of fathers. This is Sarvakarma. So if any man neglecting Krishna but doing all past activities, everything, but his all activities back to you. If they are doing all things, brooming, clearing their houses, cooking, supporting children and everything, but remembering Krishna. Amo Dharmavadeji Dharmavadeji. Then your life is successful. Only money will cannot make you successful. Never. All the jobs, all the activities, if it is just to be wrong, everything. Something wrong there, it may be not complete, but even no harm. Krishna will make it. Or they are thinking that gopis are so much high class of people. But not like this. We cannot see Krishna in this. So they are doing like this.